He became, I mean, broke the original triumvirate. The original triumvirate was Julius Caesar and Pompey and Cassius. Those were the three. They were supposed to run it together. And you can well imagine that the Roman Empire cannot be run by a committee. You know, it's like the sisterhood. It just, you know, doesn't respond to that type of leadership. And Caesar became the dominant force. He defeated and killed Pompey. Cassius fled. But Cassius was not willing to give up his claim to be to the leadership of Rome. So he conspired with Brutus, who was the head of the Roman Senate, and they assassinated Julius Caesar on the steps of the Roman Senate, in an act that has become immortalized by Shakespeare's play and by other literary works throughout the ages, because that was a cataclysmic event in the Roman Empire, because Julius Caesar was an enormously popular figure, talented figure. He was, as Shakespeare called him, the noblest Roman of them all. And his assassination set off shockwaves throughout the empire. Now, when he was assassinated, naturally you came to the problem of who would be his successor. How would the succession work? And here we have a second triumvirate appointed to rule Rome. Now, the two main members of the triumvirate were Mark Antony. Now, in the Gemara, we always find mentioned Antoninus. Antoninus in the Gemara is not Mark Antony. Antoninus in the Gemara is the man who later will be the emperor of Rome, Marcus Aurelius, who all the Romans had 6-7 names. And not necessarily the names that we know them by were the names that they were called then. But Mark Antony was one of the successors to Caesar, to Julius Caesar, and the second was Octavius. Octavius later will be known as the Emperor Augustus. When he finally prevails, so he takes for his name the name Augustus, which in Latin, you know, the word August, meaning noble, all-powerful, all-respected, etc. All the Romans had modest characteristics. They always understated things. So his name, Octavius, becomes Augustus. But it's one and the same man. That's where we get, by the way, the months of July and August. Caesar declared that the month of July be named after himself, Julius, so that became July. And then when Augustus became the emperor, so he didn't want to be cheated either, so he named the month of August. Not only that, July and August are the only 2 months in a row that have 31 days, because under the reckoning of the calendar, August should have only had 30 days. In order for it to balance out and become even. So what he did was he took a day off of February and he added it to August so that he and Julius would, you know, have the same month. All of these things are, it's not just petty, trivial knowledge, it gives us an insight into the character of the people that we're speaking about. You're speaking about enormously talented, great people who behave like infants. And because of that, that will help us understand how Herod was able to manipulate his way to the top and what his behavior was, because out of all of the infants, he is the biggest infant of them all. Now, there was the forces of Brutus and Cassius contested the forces of Mark Antony and Octavius for control of the Roman Empire. And there was a great